Hey, thanks for listening to this Marlins Rewind. Miami and Atlanta won last time under the roof at Marlins Park this year. They kicked off the weekend last night. Today, the last All-Star bobblehead Saturday. It's Jim Leland, so our Fish Family bonus code will be Jim Leland. More on that after Glenn Geffner's Friday Night Rewind.
Welcome back to Marlins Park on the Metro PCS 10th Inning Show. The Marlins fall to the Atlanta Braves 3-2 tonight. We talked at the outset of the broadcast about how Andrew Cashner had gotten off to some slow starts in recent outings for the Marlins, and it would be nice to see him get off to a better start in this ball game. And Cashner did exactly that in the top of the first. He struck out the side. Ender Inciarte, Adonis Garcia, and Freddie Freeman went down back-to-back-to-back by way of the K on only 12 pitches. Good start for Cashner. And in the bottom of the first, a good start for the Marlins against Matt Whistler. The fun got going with a base on balls drawn by Derek Dietrich to start the bottom of the first. Dietrich getting the start at second base, leading off in place of D. Gordon tonight. Derek went to second on a single by Marcelo Ozuna. So very quickly, the Marlins had two on with nobody out for Martin Prado.
And the pitch on the way. A hard line drive base hit over the third baseman down toward the left field corner. Here comes Dietrich around third. He'll score, being waved as Ozuna. And the throw just now gets back to the infield. Prado at second base. He has knocked in two, and the Marlins have an early 2-0 lead.
But that would be the last Marlins hit until the Marlins got a base hit in the eighth inning from Ichiro. They were shut down after that two-run double off the bat of Prado in the first. And Matt Whistler hit his stride. He retired the next six in a row. He would ultimately retire the final 13 batters he faced and 21 of the last 23 he faced in this ball game, as he did a nice job for the Braves in this one, gave Atlanta a chance to come back against Cashner. And they started that comeback in inning number two. That comeback began with a walk to leadoff man Matt Kemp. After Nick Markakis singled, there were Braves at the corners with nobody out for Tyler Flowers.
Don Mattingly called on Mike Dunn, Kyle Bearclaw, A.J. Ramos, and Austin Price to finish it up. Here's a ground ball past Cashner. Center field base hit and a run batted in for Flowers' first ball hitting. He collects his 36th run batted in. Kemp scores, and it's a 2-1 game.
It would stay a 2-1 game until the sixth inning. Cashner done after five tonight. He has basically been, for both the Padres and the Marlins, a five-inning pitcher this year. Tonight, five innings, three hits and a run. He walked three, struck out six. Done after 86 pitches, 53 strikes. In the top of the sixth, Mike Dunn came out of the bullpen for Miami. First man to face him was Freddie Freeman, who had walked in the third inning, extending his current on-base streak to 43 consecutive games. He was looking to extend his hitting streak to a league-best 27 in a row when he led off against Dunn in the sixth, and he doubled to right field. Giancarlo dropped the ball when he was going from the glove hand to the throwing hand to get it back to the infield. That would go as knee nine as Freeman moved up to third base. So in a 2-1 game, the Braves had a man at third, nobody out in the sixth against Dunn. Now, to his credit, Mike Dunn came back. He got Malik Smith on a tap route in front of the plate for out number one. JT took care of the Braves' left fielder, and then Freeman had to stay at third base. Then Markakis with a comebacker right back to the pitcher. He was out 1-3, so Dunn had a chance to escape. Man at third, suddenly two outs if you get Tyler Flowers.
One would be nice right here. 2-2, a swing, and a ball in the air for Stanton. He has to go back. Going back, reaches up on the track, can't get it. It one hops the wall. The game is tied. Freeman scores from third, and a double for Flowers just out of the reach of Stanton. Might have gotten leather on it. I'm not sure. He was reaching for it, couldn't pull it in, and this game's tied at two.
And the Braves had a chance to grab the lead with Flowers at second, two down, and Marlins killer Jace Peterson to the plate.
You want to take a look at that. There's a ball poked into center field. That'll drop in. It's charged by Yelich. Being waved at third as Flowers throw to the plate, and Flowers is out at the plate. Really good job on the receiving end by Real Muto. He gave Flowers a space to get to the plate, but he reached down and put the tag on him, and now the Braves are going to take a look at this.
Well, they would not challenge. Clearly, Flowers is out at the plate. The assist from Christian Yelich kept this a 2-2 game. That's our move of the game. Brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers, too. Learn more at allmysons.com. Marlins went down 1-2-3 against Whistler in the bottom of the sixth inning. Whistler tonight, six innings, two hits, two runs. He walked three, struck out five, 99 pitches, 58 strikes. Did not allow a hit after the first. Did not allow a run after the first. He walked a couple men in the third inning. That was it after the first for Whistler. So both teams at that point were into the bullpens in a 2-2 contest. And we would stay tied for a while. David Phelps with a scoreless seventh for Miami after Ian Kroll had pitched a scoreless seventh for the Braves. In the eighth, it was Kyle Bearclaw striking out the side for the Marlins and Brandon Kniff getting a couple of Ks in a scoreless inning. Marlins got Ichiro to second base that eighth inning, but they left him there. So he went to the ninth, still in a 2-2 ball game. The Marlins and the Braves. Marlins brought their closer A.J. Ramos in at home in a tie game, ninth inning. He got the first man, Dansby Swanson, on a fly ball to right, but then pinch hitter Emilio Bonifacio singled. He stole second base and went to third when J.T. Realmuto's throw got away from the second baseman Miguel Rojas. So the Braves had a man at third in inning number nine for Adonis Garcia.
The pitch, a swing, and a ball drilled out toward left center. That is going to get down. Home to score is Bonifacio, and it is 3-2 Atlanta here in the top of the ninth. A ball pulled off the end of the bat by Garcia. He's strong, and he got it into left center before Osuna could get under it. 3-2 Atlanta in the ninth.
Adonis Garcia came in tonight 9 for 57, hitting 158 against Marlins pitching. But in this one, he goes 3-for-4, had a double in the third inning, had the go-ahead RBI hit in the ninth inning. Braves up 3-2. They brought Mauricio Cabrera on and tried to pick up a save for the second night in a row in the bottom of the ninth. Christian Yelich bounced to first. He went 0-for-3 of the walk tonight. When pinch hitter Jeff Francoeur drew a walk, the Marlins pinch ran Yeffrey Perez at first base. You had to expect Perez to be running. Yeah, Tyler Flowers behind the plate, who had thrown out only 2 of 59, trying to steal against him this year. On a 1-0 pitch, Perez broke for second, and he was thrown out. How about that? 3-for-60 for Flowers. Marlins challenged the call at second base, but the call stood. Two outs, nobody on. And with Justin Bour at the plate, a sinking line drive to left was caught by Malik Smith coming in toward the infield, a diving catch. And that's how this one ends, with the Braves in front, 3-2. For Atlanta, three runs, nine hits, no errors, nine men left on base. For the Marlins, two runs, only three hits, two errors, four men left. Brandon Kniff, the winner in relief, 2-0. A.J. Ramos, the loser, 4-4. Mauricio Cabrera with his sixth major league save. Time of the game, 3 hours, 8 minutes. Then a crowd of 23,924 goes home disappointed. Braves have won seven straight. They've won 15 of 23. With the victory tonight, they're 63-91 in the year. They will not lose 100 games this season, which may not sound like a lot, but the way this season began for them, they look to be a lock for 100 losses with their 63rd win. They will not lose 100 this year. They're now 37-42 on the road. Their problem has been at home, where they're 26-49. As for the Marlins, well, after winning 8 of 12, they've now lost three straight. Miami falls 2 under .500 at 76-78 with only eight games remaining. Marlins now at 500 at home, 38-37, with two more against the Braves and three against the Mets to close out the home schedule. Braves win it 3-2.
As previously stated, this is the final Saturday of the baseball season at Marlins Park. Jim Leland bobbleheads for the first 5,000 fans through the gate. Get tickets at marlins.com. Wei-Yin Chin will make his second start since returning from the disabled list. He faces off against Aaron Blair at 7:10. Join us for the broadcast at 6:40 with Marlins on Deck on 610 WIOD in Miami and Fort Lauderdale. You can also listen at MLB.com, on the MLB at Bat app, and the Miami Marlins Radio Network.